So this is this one is pretty special to us.
Yeah, this came from our first, our first listener mail episode back in the day.
All right, that's right. This is a sort of a reenactment, isn't it?
We received an excellent piece of correspondence from one of our fellow listeners, and it was a story that when we initially read it, we were just compelled. We thought we needed to do our best to convey the experience that we had reading this cinematic story. So this, without further ado, is a ghost story.
From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And this is Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, and oh, do we have a treat for you today. I'm just going to go ahead and start reading this email, Ben. I think our loyal listeners will know this. That note, they understand what's happening. They read the title.
Yeah, and it took us a little while to get this because it got some extra TLC from our super producer, Noel.
Hello, my name is Nick. I'm the one who sent you a ghost story back in February. I listened to you on the Listener Mail podcast from May. A lady named Lizzie asked about a ghost story, and Ben said he would try to find it for her. I think the story you're referring to is mine. Below is the email I sent you that contains the story, so you can send it to her. I want to thank you guys for saying you liked it. Your compliment gave me the nudge to do what I've wanted to do for some time, which is write scary stories. I've even formed a horror story writing group with some of my friends. The podcasts and videos you have are awesome as always. Once again, thank you, Nick. And now, without further ado.
Dear Matt and Ben, hello, my name is Nick. I'm a longtime viewer, first-time commenter. I love your videos and love the audio shows. I had an unusual experience I'd like to share with you. I must warn you that it is not for the faint of heart. Saturday, December 19th, 2009, was the worst day of my life. No question about it. I was working as a pharmacy courier, delivering medicine to hospitals, nursing homes, and mental institutions. I always made these deliveries at night. I made my last stop around the middle of the night, a nursing home in the middle of nowhere. It was cold and it was snowing. In order to get back to the interstate, I had to take a small, winding road. To my left was a river, and to the right was a sheer rock wall. I had to drive slowly because of the curves and weather conditions. As I went around this curve, I passed by a car turned sideways. It was laying on the driver door with the wheels on the wall. It was so unexpected that my mind did not register what I had seen at first. When I realized what had happened, I found a place to turn around and came back to the accident. Fortunately, there was a pull-off spot right by the road. I turned off my car, got out, and called 911. I told the dispatcher my name, the road I was on, and what I was looking at. The first thing I noticed was the blood. The blood formed a pool spanning both lanes of the road. My tire tracks were imprinted into the blood from where I had first driven by. Following the pool to its source, I saw a man's head. He had thinning, blonde hair caked with blood. I ran over to the guy but had to immediately turn away. His head was not attached to his body. The man had not been wearing a seatbelt, so when the car turned over, he was slung halfway out the window. The section between the door and the roof then came down on his neck. I tried to tell the dispatcher that the man had been decapitated, but all I got out was, "The man. There's a lot of blood," the dispatcher replied.
"There's a man? Talk to him. See if he can respond."
I swallowed the lump in my throat and said, "No, he can't. There's a lot of blood." The dispatcher, getting what I meant, changed the subject.
"Okay, is his car still running?"
Yes.
"Okay, do you see any smoke or fire?"
I looked around the car. "There's some kind of vapor coming from the engine compartment, but it might be just steam."
"What I need you to do is move away from the car. We can just play it safe, right?"
"Right."
"Don't worry, I'm sending people out there right now. They're on the way."
"All right, thanks." I needed to think logically. They had the road, but not an address. "I'm going to get a house number for you."
"Okay."
I looked around. There was a mailbox about 100 yards away. I raced to it. "I'm by house number 1234.
"Good, I'll let him know."
That's when the dispatcher hung up on me. I looked at my phone in disbelief. I thought about calling back, but then I thought, forget it. They have the address and they're already on the way. I slowly walked to my car and leaned against the front fender. There was no one else around. No other cars passed by. There was just this man and me. I stared at the poor person laying lifeless. What a terrible way to go, I thought. I felt so sorry for him. He was probably just in a hurry to get home. I stared at that pool of blood that also contained my shoe prints now, and the snowflakes were beginning to stick to the blood too. I continued to stare at this blood until it filled all my vision. It became covered by more and more white dots. Please get here soon, I thought to myself as I shifted my weight. Just then, the dead man spoke. The words were unmistakable. He was screaming out for his mother. As he screamed, he got louder and louder.
Mom! 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 Mom!
He screamed for 10 to 15 seconds. Then, just as suddenly as he began, he stopped. In those seconds, my world was turned upside down. My heart skipped a beat. The air rushed out of my lungs. Adrenaline was coursing through my veins, but it was no help. I couldn't move. I was frozen. My feet went numb, and then my legs. The numbness drifted up through my body until it completely consumed me. I have no idea how long I stood there like that, but it felt like an age passed. It was like I was in a trance. My eyes focused on the man, my heart beating so fast I could hear swooshing in my ears, my body as still as a statue. Lights began to flicker off the man's car. The swooshing in my ears was replaced with the sound of sirens. I was released from my trance. I turned to see a convoy of emergency vehicles coming toward me. The first one on the scene was a male police officer. He walked to me and shook my hand.
How are you doing tonight?
He asked. Okay, I lied.
Well, I'm gonna ask you a few questions about the night, okay?
Yes. The officer asked about what happened. I answered him in short sentences while he wrote stuff down. As we talked, I watched the second one on the scene. A female officer walked to the car. She looked down at the man, then immediately looked away and brought her hand to her mouth. She came up to us with her mouth still covered. The male officer stopped mid-question, turned to her, and sympathetically asked,
1079?
She nodded as she fought back tears. He called the 1079 over the radio. Later on, I would learn that this meant to notify the coroner. He turned back to me and continued the questions. I answered as best I could, but I omitted the part where the dead, decapitated person talked. How can you explain to someone else what you can't explain to yourself? When we were done, he handed me the notes he had taken. He told me to read them over and to change or add anything I needed to, then sign my name at the bottom. I scanned the page. It was short and to the point. Just the facts. It said nothing about who this man on the road was, where he was going, what he had spoken. It said nothing of how I had been terrified, or had all the feeling drained from me, how I was in shock. I signed the paper and handed it back to him. He glanced down at it, then shot me a strange look.
Do you see this type of stuff often?
He asked. No, I robotically answered.
Well, are you okay to drive?
Yes, another lie.
Well, then you're free to go. The highway patrol might call you if they have any more questions. Seeing how you didn't witness the wreck itself, I don't think they will.
Thank you, officer. Have a good night.
Same to you, buddy.
I got back in my car. How could I possibly drive? I had no clue. I turned the car around and started down the road. I stared straight ahead and let the muscle memory take over. The streetlights burned dimly, struggling to fight back the darkness of the world as I merged onto the interstate. My car glided down the road as I made the two-hour, solitary journey back to work so I could drop off my delivery papers. Whenever someone asks me if I believe in ghosts, I say no. I have no other choice since I have not seen any evidence for ghosts. As for that night in December, I know what happened, but I can't explain it. I can't come up with any rational explanation for what occurred. I can't say that what I heard was evidence for a ghost, or evidence for an afterlife, or evidence for anything else. Though I don't know exactly what caused it, I know that I will never forget it. It is seared into my mind. Sometimes, when I lay down to go to sleep, I close my eyes, and I'm standing on that road. The numbness returns. I'm aware that it's cold, but I can't feel it. I smell the metallic scent of blood in the air. I see the tears in the officer's eyes, and I hear the man's screams echoing in my head. I have no need for ghosts. My memories haunt me.
Wow. Thank you, Noel, for doing all of that you did, all that magic trickery. And Nick, thank you so much for sending in. Gosh, man, such a great story. This would not have happened without you. So thank you. If you have any more stories, please send them our way, if you don't mind us kind of treating them that way. Well, if you like this kind of story, we recommend you check out audible.com. They've got over 150,000 titles to choose from. These are audiobooks, by the way. They range from nonfiction, fiction, bestsellers, even horror, like what you just heard. And here's the best part. Audible is offering you guys, our listeners, a free 30-day trial and a free download of your choice. All you have to do is go to audible.com/conspiracy. It's pretty awesome. You can just pick one out and start listening. We would recommend Dreams of Terror and Death, The Dream Cycle of H.P. Lovecraft. If you want spooky, if you want more of this, listen to that. It's awesome. So don't forget, go to audible.com/conspiracy to get your free audiobook and start your membership now.
You guys, thanks so much for listening. We know this was an unconventional episode, but we wanted to just take a moment because so many people wrote in and saying, hey, you guys, you can't say you found an amazing ghost story.
Yeah, that was kind of cruel of us.
Yeah, accidentally, though. So we hope you enjoyed it. And if you would like to have us do stuff like this in the future, then maybe we can try that out too.
I'd love to do more of this. Nick, if you got more, if anybody else, do you have a cool story that you want us to read and stylize in that manner? Send it to us. We'd love to hear it.
Okay, and we will be back to our regularly scheduled programs in the upcoming days and episodes until we find another story. Or, you know, if you guys write back and say, don't read stories.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? This isn't creepypasta.
Yeah, exactly. And if that happens, that's fine too. But we enjoyed this, and we hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed reading it and hearing it. So you can find all of our episodes on our website, stufftheydontwantyoutoknow.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter, where we are Conspiracy Stuff. And let's see, what else do we have coming
up? Well, the last thing you could do... Oh, coming up.
Yeah, do we have any spoiler alerts or anything like that?
Nothing crazy right now, I don't think. The whole world's ahead of us, Ben. Mm. We have to decide and make our own destiny.
Yeah, the world's like our dark oyster.
That's right.
That sounds weird.
I'd like to see what's in the middle of that dark oyster. What kind of pearl does a dark oyster make?
Oh, good. Okay, you saved that awkward metaphor. Good save, Matt. So let's go ahead and quit while we are ahead. There is one more way to get in contact with us. If you want to take a page from Nick, go ahead and shoot us an email.
And that's the end of this classic episode. If you have any thoughts or questions about this episode, you can get into contact with us in a number of different ways. One of the best is to give us a call. Our number is 1-833-STDWYTK. If you don't want to do that, you can send us a good old-fashioned email. We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.